Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It is the Loud and Local stay home sessions, and COVID has been so long that this band released an album right before COVID. We did an interview, and now they're about to release another album. That is of the indicator that COVID has gone on way too long. This is a band called Sorsha. How's it going, guys?
Hey,
good.
Hey,
how are you doing, Kevin?
Doing pretty good, man. Why don't you reintroduce yourself and tell us what you do with Sorsha in case no one heard? Well, someone heard, but in case they didn't hear the first episode with you guys.
Well, my name is Neil. I play guitar and vocals.
Hello, Neil.
My name is Jessica, and I play bass and do some vocals and occasionally acoustic guitar.
Now, yeah. My name is Bryson, and I play drums.
Right on. So
percussion.
The last time I talked with you guys, so we had you up for as one of the last official in-person guests for Metal Shop. And then the world went to, the COVID times. And then I had you guys on for a little call for the Loud and Local Stay Home sessions. And now on the other side of things, the world's starting to open up. People getting the vaccination. Shows are getting announced, which is awesome. And you guys signed a record deal and are teasing a 16-minute song.
Yep. Get ready.
You guys just getting weird during lockdown? What's going on?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we didn't skip a beat, We released our record on March 13th, CD release show that day. 2 days later, lockdown happened. So, like a motorcycle sailing into the air and the wheels fall off, right?
There was COVID floating in the air on that show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. people knew something was happening, but no one at that moment had any idea what was about to go down. And
oh yeah.
And, as things, continue to progress the way they did, Neil and I, during quarantine, he was one of the only people that were, we were in our bubble.
It was your little bubble. It was a Sorsha bubble.
Yep. Everyone had to make a little bubble, right? Mm-hmm. During that time. So Neil and I just hunkered down and started writing. And we got together once a week on our normal practice days. We were all kind of quarantining during that point, but mm-hmm. we got together during that time and we wrote our 16-minute track Death by Design. We also wrote finished writing an entire new full length.
Is the 16-minute song part of the full length?
As they say in the movie, the thing, Blair's been busy.
It's separate. Yeah.
Okay, so the 16-minute song is like a standalone thing, and then the full length is going to be coming out after that, or
at some point. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we don't have any exact determined plans of the full length, but originally we had talked about possibly doing Death by Design as a split with another band, and that ended up falling through, and then we decided just to release it as an EP and put it out there on its own. But that was not before Desert Records hit us up.
Yeah.
And so our buddies Grim Earth had just signed them, and so they're and had let their the owner of the label there, Brad, know about us. And so he hit us up and asked us what we were doing and said he wanted to work with us. And we were like, oh yeah. So, you know, we told him what we had going on. We said, well, our plan was to maybe release this split, but that didn't happen. And, you know, that we were thinking about maybe releasing the song as an EP, and he was all about it. And, really embracing of, you know, like what we were trying to do. It's not, I know not everybody's, not all labels are wanting to release a 16-minute track, but he was all about it and super, super into it. And so here we are, you know.
I mean, Bellwitch released an hour long album. I feel like you should be grateful to be able to cut it down to 16, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Well, I mean, the name of the label is Desert. They're signing Sorsha. Like, I don't think they're looking for a 3-minute, 30-second pop hit, you know? Like,
right.
They should be able to know what to do with a doom track or like a stoner rock jam that's 16 minute long. So, and you guys are embracing it. How do you guys write a song that's 16 minutes? Do you guys know that you want to write a long song, or does it just kind of happen organically? Also, do you write it in parts and piece it together? How do things work there? I'm not a musician personally, but it just seems like something that would be quite a task.
Well, Death by Design, the song itself has existed in different incarnations, I guess, if you will. Originally, it was in one form, it was a song that Neil had written with a project of his after we were in a project together in our early 20s, which split up, and then Neil formed a new project, and that song, in whatever form it was then, was a part of that band.
Okay.
But it wasn't, I don't know if, I mean, I don't want to speak for Neil, but I don't know if he really felt like it was, it had seen its real potential during that time. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of always one of those things he had in his back pocket. And when we started working on it during quarantine, we had taken it and basically reinvented it melded it into Sorsha's style.
Yeah.
But it was very much, you know, 16 minutes. It's kind of a three parter. So it, like the first third of it is very distinct. And then it kind of goes into this, it takes you on a journey. It starts out really hitting hard and heavy. And then we kind of bring it down and then we take it to Jupiter. You know, we kind of float out into space, take it to Jupiter. And then we kind of float back, you know, kind of like Event Horizon. We go to hell and come back, you know, and then the end of it, it ends, you know, kind of right back where we started. It definitely ties back into the, like the, you know, toward the beginning of the song. And it's funny, like when we all went back and listening to the jam room recordings of the song, when we were working on it in 2020, we were like, I don't feel like I just listened to a 16 minute song.
Yeah.
You know, you get to the end of it and you're like, wow, that was 16 minutes. Like, you know, so that's how we at that point we were feeling like, and this is, there's something going here.
That's a good sign. You know, that's a good sign for sure.
Yeah. And so we were definitely feeling confident about it and felt like it had a lot of potential, even being a 16-minute song, which isn't the easiest thing to market. It's not the easiest thing to talk someone into sitting down and just listening to. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we like to do. And we know there's got to be other people out there that are into something like that. So hope we're kind of crossing our fingers we'll find an audience for it, you know. Desert Records seems to be... you know, feeling like we will, and they're very supportive of it. And we're so grateful and thankful to have them helping us out with this release for sure.
That's awesome. Well, I know you guys were kind of, you know, gearing up to do, had a lot of plans, you know, and then the world like locked down. Is it still too early to make plans, or do you guys have some ideas of things you want to do in 2021?
Oh yeah. We have like a whole, like the next year pretty much mapped out at this point. Like, you know, you can only, at this point, not a lot of bands. 2020 was brutal because no one was making most of the income you make as a band when you're, you know, that's on our level is, you know, playing shows and stuff like that. You know, you get paid playing shows. And so obviously none of that was happening. So now we're kind of back to square one financially. So we're just kind of doing what we can with what we have. But you know, you just figure it out. You just got to prioritize and just be smart about where you kind of want to dive back in. You know, obviously we want to start playing shows again, but you know, we want to make some more shirts. We want to try to get more merch out there, but you know, you really got to prioritize and just take it one step at a time and get yourself back on your feet. And so we've been a lot of strategizing and planning about how to get a band back on their feet after 2020. Like, what do? You know, well, we stayed busy and we've come out with a new EP and a full length recorded. So, we got the gun loaded.
You guys certainly used this time in the lab.
Yeah.
To brew up some stuff. That's really cool. Did you guys work with Tad again at Witch Ape for this record for both things that are coming out? Awesome.
Yep.
Yes, we did.
Was there any difficulty during, a pandemic recording at a studio?
No, I wouldn't say. I mean, we wore masks and, we distanced and, we were careful. And, obviously, Tad was, there was rules, but, it was pretty chill. I mean, at that point, this was April. So it had been a year since, the original, when the pandemic began. So, we could feel that things were looking to start to turn the corner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it definitely wasn't in the throes of the pandemic. That's for sure. So we were a little bit more comfortable being all together in the studio. So that was a huge plus, but we were definitely careful. We wore masks and, no one made out while we were in there. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. But,
this time next year, we're all going to be making out.
Everyone's going to be making out.
Spitting on each other and getting weird.
it's going to be like 1967 again.
Yeah. You know, that was a good year. I was like negative 19.
Just a twinkle.
Yes, a twinkle. Okay, so what can you tease about this full length album? So we're gonna hear obviously the 16-minute what was gonna be the first thing that's gonna be coming out. We're gonna play a portion of that on this interview at the end of it. But what can you tell us about the full length? Is that something, do you think, 2021 or more so 2022?
That's a really great question. We've really been trying to stay focused on the EP, but obviously we can't not think about the full length. It's here. For sure.
Yeah.
We don't really know.
We haven't really talked about it that much, to be honest.
Okay.
We're just kind of, the thing is when we recorded Death by Design and the full length, we did it all in one session because obviously it's more cost efficient. We had the material done and written. So we were just kind of like, why not? We don't have any definitive plans for the full length yet, but we know that we have it and we're feeling really good about it. We think it's a really great record. We feel like it's pretty strong. Not really sure what's going to happen with it. I kind of wish I had more sneaky details to give you, but, it's definitely something that we're going to keep in our back pocket for the moment. And we have, goals for it for sure. But we haven't solidified anything for it yet. So just trying to stay focused on getting the EP out there and actually, where it looks like Desert Records is going to, should I?
Yeah. I mean,
okay. So. it looks like, this just came up today, but it sounds like we've all agreed on it. Sounds like we're going to do a repress of our first record on vinyl through
Killer. Desert
Records. We have not had the ability to put this first record on vinyl because we did it as a DIY release.
Yeah.
And so I actually talked to Brad, the label owner, on the phone this morning at like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
He's like, can you talk? I'm like, yeah, I just dropped my kid off at preschool. What's up?
Sure. What's up?
And he's like, I want to check this out. I have this idea. And he threw it out there and we're like, yeah, we've always wanted to put it on vinyl. Mm-hmm. We weren't sure, because it's kind of a long record. So each side is a little bit long. I had to talk to Jack and Dino about it a bit today.
Yeah.
And make sure with him, cause he actually mastered it for vinyl today. Like
awesome.
I emailed him this morning and he emailed me back like an hour ago saying it's done. I'm like, what? So it sounds like that's going to happen. So alongside the EP, over the next month, while we're kind of trying to wrap it up for that release, we're going to launch a pre-order for our first record on vinyl. So we're kind of not meaning to take a step back, but it's also something that we feel cool about revisiting and focusing on. So we got a lot of stuff going on at the moment, but we know that full length is, you know, it's there, it's looming.
Well, we also too, I mean, we know that there's people waiting to buy the first album on vinyl. Like,
kitty.
There's a kitty. Hi, kitty.
Say hi.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I heard little headbutts. Oh, it's okay.
Just wanted to say hi. Dude. Anyway, sorry about you were saying.
That was much more important, actually, I would yes. say.
Yeah, so, I mean, no, go ahead, Bryce.
Well, I was just saying that, like, I feel like with the full length, I mean, there's probably the first full length. Mm-hmm. There's people that were waiting that they would rather buy it on vinyl. So we're just sure. like, well, you know, let's please a handful of people here and get it on vinyl.
I just need it on 8-track, dude. I'm waiting until it's on 8-track, man.
Yeah, hey, exactly. They'll come back. You never know. I actually like cassettes, so I'm one of those weirdos that likes cassettes.
I have a cassette collection too, but I upgraded. Yeah. I finally upgraded my car to a CD player, so I'm now in the 90s,
Whoa.
Not the 80s anymore.
Holy
wow!
Welcome to the
CDs.
To the 2000s.
Wow.
I know. I used to manage a CD store. I have thousands of CDs. It's
Which
so
record
insane.
Store? Which CD store?
I worked at CD Warehouse in Bellevue. It was in Crossroads Mall.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was mostly used CDs. We had new, best job I've ever had in my life. Hands down. And that was the coolest job I've ever had. I mean, do I have to even explain, like, coolest job ever.
I worked at Silver Platters at the Crossroads Mall.
Yeah. Yo, I was
buddies. Oh, right on.
Yeah. I worked there.
Silver Platters. Yeah. So did you work with Travis?
Travis, yep. Travis Hilton.
Yeah, I met Travis, because I was working at CD Warehouse at the same time, and so he would come in the CD Warehouse and be like, don't tell him I'm in here.
Nice. You know,
and same thing, I'd go to Silver Platters, like, don't tell him I'm in here.
Yeah. Shout out to the few record stores that still exist, right?
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I do miss those days. I feel so lucky that I got to work at a store like that during the tail end of that kind of, that bit of existence, so...
I would love to still, but I can't live off $9.25, you know, or $8.75 or something. It's like, that's cool, you know, but also, you know, promo CDs don't pay rent.
No. Yeah.
I tried to pay rent, but my landlord was like, sorry, I don't need, you know, Harry Styles on promo. So,
yeah, totally.
Okay. Yeah,
that $1 bin.
Exactly. So back to the 16 minute EP, and it is called Death by Design. What's the song about? What's the EP about? Like lyrical content, theme? Is there like a theme to it? I'm assuming so.
Yes.
You're up, Neil.
So I watched a cool documentary, actually called Death by Design, and it was about like single cell organisms combining with multi-cell and the idea of that, you know, and how like you overgrow and things die to like form your hand, right? Like the webbing in between that was there when you're in the womb. And so like just kind of pulling that back to life, you know, the miscommunication between us, right, and the cells is disease and as above, so below type of thinking, right? Like micro, macro. And so that's the kind of what the song's about, is the joys and I guess not so good things between that relationship.
Okay. All right. Sounds heavy. Along with the music.
But we had some,
it's very heavy. It's a very heavy topic. You know, Neil and I tend to get into some very heavy, hairy conversations, and, you know, Death by Design, the whole concept behind it is so fascinating to me. When Neil showed me the documentary, it blew my mind. It was like showing, you know, microscope footage of cells working together and then like panning out to like a city and people like walking through sidewalks. And
wow.
it's just crazy that you think about, like, you know, cell organisms, how they work on such a primitive level all the way up into like a city, right? You know, like how we're working together as humans. And it's just a perspective that not a lot of people sit down and sit back and really take a look at. And it's quite fascinating. And you know, cells are just programmed to just die. And like, how do they do that? Like, what makes them do that? What makes all of these things work together? How do these cells know to do this? How do these cells know to form a hand? Like, how do these cells know to form a heart? Like, it's so fascinating. There's so it really does go deep. And, you know, I enjoy that kind of, that really deep, you know, content. So, Neil wrote a song about it, and yeah, it's interesting stuff. It gets pretty heavy, but
that's why they call him Real Deal Neil.
That's right. There's no joke there. The real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of that. And,
are pre-orders available for the album or anything like that? Or is
yeah,
it?
So the album will be available through Desert Records. We start pre-order on Wednesday. We'll be doing an killer announcement on Wednesday. So what is today? Today's the 7th.
By the time you hear this, it will be up for pre-order.
Yes. So June 9th, Wednesday, June 9th at 7 a.m. we begin pre-order. I believe it is going to be through both the Desert Records Bandcamp, desertrecords.bandcamp.com, as well as their website, desertrecords.us. And the CD, we're throwing a little curveball at everybody. So this, we're releasing it on CD. We considered putting it on vinyl, but it's 16 minutes on one side and only 8.5 on the other. So what's on the other side, you ask?
actually I was gonna, so
you're ahead of them.
So for the CD only exclusive, we're putting in a bonus track. Mm-hmm. It is a acoustic stripped down version of a song called Dusty. And this song, will be featured on our next full length.
Killer. Electric. So we get a sneak peek.
Yeah. So this is a, was the song originally acoustic, Neil, or was it originally electric? I can't remember.
I mean, I wrote it originally acoustic. Mm-hmm. But with the mind that it was probably going to go electric at least halfway through the song at one point.
Yeah. The song interprets beautifully, acoustic. So, we recorded the acoustic version of Dusty with my brother, Matt. He has a home studio that he built during quarantine. And so killer. We were his guinea pigs and went in there, and he did a fantastic job. And,
that's awesome.
Neil was on the 6-string guitar. I also play acoustic guitar. I did 12-string acoustic on this one, acoustic bass. And Bryson, you know, stripped down and did, you know, pretty simplistic drums with some cool like brushes and, you know, cymbal beads and stuff like that. And so acoustic for me, I play solo acoustic. I have, you know, a solo acoustic record in the works. So that's, it was very much
that's awesome.
Familiar ground for me. Thank you. One of these days it'll get out there. But Neil plays acoustic a lot too. So yeah. It was a territory that we hadn't really ventured yet as a band. And so, we didn't really know where to put it as far as, do we put this acoustic version on a record full length? What do we do? But, you know, Death by Design is kind of an oddball song. It's 16 minutes.
Yeah.
The acoustic version of Dusty sort of oddball. So this is kind of a
oddball EP.
It's a little bit, you know, it definitely explores both like too far and ends of the spectrum for Sorsha as far as like, you know, 16 minute epic crushing heavy, you know, down to like super stripped down acoustic, you know, there's a little bit of everything on this record, you know, but you got to buy the CD if you want the acoustic track. I think the acoustic will be streaming, but if you want to purchase it, it's not available on purchase through Bandcamp. As far as digital, you got to buy the CD.
Okay.
If you want it, we're holding the cards on that one to our chest a little bit, I suppose, but
I see some empty spots on your shelf there.
Yes, there are a few. There are a few. We'll,
and slip the Death by Design EP in there.
Exactly.
Yep.
So there are a number of badass, I would say, epic songs throughout the time of history, right? And I would say an epic song is like what, like 10, 12 plus, you know, minutes or so, I guess. You know, I don't know if there's a technical dictionary definition of an epic song, but that's what I think of, you know, a longer song. And I'm totally throwing this out there just without any, you know, indication that I was going to ask this question, but I got to know, since you guys are releasing an awesome epic song into the world, what's your favorite epic song that you can think of right now?
Yob comes to mind.
Yeah.
Marrow is great. So we're talking 10 minutes plus.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just like when you think of epic, I guess it could be 9 minutes and 30 seconds. But you know, like 10 minutes to however long.
There's a song by Windhand that I really like called Bolskine.
Okay.
And it's on the album Soma. It's the last track. Yeah, that one's fantastic.
Yeah.
I really like Hearts Alive by Mastodon. That's a good one.
The last track off And the Circus Leaves Town. Space.
Yeah. Space. Yeah. Spaceship Landing.
Yeah. Spaceship Landing. My bad.
Yeah.
I think for me, I like Rosetta Stone by Tool.
Nice.
A lot. I think that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That one's pretty epic for me. Especially, I've seen it live a couple times. It's even more epic live. So.
Yeah, The Great Cessation by Yob is one of for sure. The title track on that record is, oh my god, it's amazing. And of course, Dope Smoker.
Right.
Hey, Sleep.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a punk band. NOFX did an EP called The Decline. It's like
The Decline.
Minutes.
I have it on CD, dude.
It's great.
I have that CD. Yeah. It's like tiny. It's like this big.
It's really good. Record. Yeah.
It's so good.
NOFX, I could take it or leave it. Most of the NOFX stuff is like pretty good. I'm not always in the mood, but that NOFX EP, just that one song, they did a really cool thing with that. Most punk bands wouldn't think to, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes at most, you know, and I think NOFX really went out on a limb there and did something really kind of interesting. So that's mine.
I'm so glad that you say that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Not a lot of people know that I'm a huge closet punker.
Nice.
I love punk. I love NOFX and Bad Religion and all those kind of punk bands. I'm a big fan. And I love that record. I actually showed that to my husband not that long ago. I was like, you gotta check out this song. It's like a 20-minute NOFX song. You wouldn't believe this. But I when I worked at CD Warehouse, I got a used copy of it. And it's like a little mini disc. Big. So cool.
When your son picks up a skateboard, you can give him that CD. And then there you know. He'll just get a pink mohawk.
Yeah.
And
hey, more power to him, you know.
And he'll be like, "Mom, your music's too slow, man."
Probably. You don't understand, Mom.
Exactly. And you'll be like, "Actually, you don't understand. Actually, you know what he would really say?
Go to your room."
You hand him a CD, he would say, "What's this?"
Yeah. Yeah. Right now he's doing pretty good. He's really into Black Sabbath and Deep Purple. Oh, like cool. He's obsessed with Iron Man, the song Iron Man. Oh my god.
Nice.
Oh my god. I've listened to the song Iron Man like 4,000 times in the
it
last
It could be
like,
worse. You could be listening to Baby Shark.
That's not
I was just about to say it could be Baby Shark.
Not complaining, trust me.
Yeah.
Could definitely be worse. Could be Baby Shark on repeat until I blow my head off, but no, he's Mike's my son. I'm proud of him. He has really good for a 4-year-old. He has pretty dang good. He has an ear for the riff. And
nice.
I am very pleased as a mother.
All of a sudden you come home, he's like jamming out, like playing a Dimebag solo on his Dean guitar. Like, what's going on here?
I was listening to some mixes today of our full length, and I put one of the tracks on. He started doing this like slow gentle Meshuggah headbang. And I was just, oh my god, I was like, you have no idea how much I love you, child.
Yeah, we're on like calls together, he gives us the rock on. He's given us the rock on before. Yeah, so, yeah.
Nice.
He's a cute kid.
Yeah,
as long as he's not doing this, right?
Yeah, pretty soon he'll be doing the bird. Whatever, Mom, give me money.
Yeah,
could you go hang with my friends?
Give me money.
So we're going to go into a portion of Death by Design. But before we do, I want to ask you guys something, kind of pivot away from the music stuff for 1 second. And now I wanted to kind of go full circle. So you guys were one of the first interviews I did during the pandemic within the first couple months or so of the pandemic. We're coming to an end of it, at least hopefully, knock on wood, light at the end of the tunnel. Shows are starting to get announced. It's been a crazy year for a lot of us, and there's been so much negative in the world as far as the news goes, as far as our friends and family, businesses shutting down. There have been some positive things. If you could, and let's start with you, Neil. What's one positive thing that has happened in your life in the last year, and so months since the world kind of shut down.
Man, there hasn't been something that's good. Obviously, music.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I got a house a little bit ago, so I'm a new homeowner.
Nice. So congratulations.
Thank you. So a lot of it's been doing stuff around the house.
Yeah.
And learning what that means to be responsible in that regard. But yeah, I always like, I'm Mr. Consistent. So, you know, I got my family close by. I got my friends close by. And like Jessica was saying, I worked every day. So I maintained pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Of what I normally would do. And I don't really venture out of the house all too much. So, you know, go for a hike or something, but it's all good.
Nice. Good. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And whoever wants to jump in next.
Go for it, Bryce.
Okay. I would say, I mean, probably just moving in with my girlfriend.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. One positive thing is that, like, I think that her and I, we've learned, we both, you know, work from home right now. And so we're at home with four dogs and a cat, and we work at home all day together. And then we're, you know, see each other afterwards. And I feel like that, you know, if you can get through something like this, that kind of thing. So I feel like it's strengthened our relationship. And yeah, that was something that happened. I moved in last July. So yeah, so that's been during this year. So that's a positive for me.
A lot of couples didn't make it through the pandemic. So you know
sure.
Just the simple fact that,
some that just needed that little grenade.
I mean, when you're stuck together, and that's a negative way to say it, but when you are with someone together, especially if in like a small apartment or something like that, you become keenly aware of each other.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Every footstep.
You're very aware of each other.
Yeah, yeah, and we have it's nothing like having a kid, you know.
Oh yeah,
we've got a puppy, and you know they need attention, and so there is a lot of like, you know, hey, can you let her outside? I just let her outside. Your turn, you know, just kind of stuff like that. Yeah. And so, but we made it through.
You made it through
so far.
Nice. And Jessica, what about you? What's been a positive thing for you in the last, you know, year? And I saw that, you know, you're serving drinks again, and you guys got to open up again. So that's
cool. Yeah. So I've been a bartender at Black Ribbon Brewing Company for almost a decade now. Obviously the tap rooms, we have two tap rooms now. They both shut down.
Yeah.
Started back there in June. So that was great to be back to work. Definitely different. Especially being a server serving restaurant kind of a job is you know, challenging during these times, as we've been the ones, you know, opening up, shutting down, capacity closing down. It's been quite a roller coaster. But Black Raven makes amazing beer, and they have a great leadership, very smart business owners there. There's a reason I've been there for as long as I have.
They're and a great reputation as well.
Great reputation because they make great beer.
Yeah.
The owners are smart. They know what they're doing. They're not idiots. Great people to work for. And so I feel like that was one of the only reasons why that they really persevered through this pandemic. So I'm very lucky to still have that job and have that awesome brewery to still work at right now. So that was, you know, good to be back to work. Also, you know, it gave me an opportunity to, you know, because I would work nights a lot, and my husband works during the day. And so during that, you know, and then we were doing lots of band stuff. So I wasn't getting a lot of family time. And so during the pandemic, that was definitely a big silver lining, is I got to spend a lot more time with family.
Yep.
So that was good. And then also I got to start recording my solo acoustic record that I've been working on. My brother's helping me record that. I have that have been spanning over years of time.
Yeah.
That I'm finally, you know, I finally got cover art ready, and like, it's actually looking like it's going to happen. I'm going to record some more stuff later this month, hopefully finish it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things, you know, Sorsha is a priority. So my solo stuff, I just kind of sneak it in when I can, but the opportunity to really be able to have time to focus on that's been wonderful. I worked on a lot of that stuff during the quarantine.
Yeah.
Kind of helped me get through it, 'cause I wasn't able to jam with Sorsha.
Yeah.
And so a lot of my focus went into my solo stuff, 'cause it was a lot of my solo stuff comes out of sad, depressing, you know, feelings. And so obviously I think a lot of us were feeling that during that time.
Yep.
So I definitely grew a lot there. And then, also Neil and I we're still getting together once a week during that time and writing music. And the silver lining was we were so busy during 2019. Like we were playing so many shows and, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't have a lot of time to just sit down and write. And I really enjoyed that process. And so we had the opportunity to do that during that time. So that was a big positive for me, was awesome. Writing music, spending more time with family. You know, once my brewery opened back up a little bit, getting back to work.
Yeah.
It was a little bit daunting. I don't want to be negative about work, but you know, because
negify.
Negify. Was I about to say that?
I think so.
You made up a word.
I like it.
It is a word now.
Negify.
It is challenging because there's, you know, everyone's got different comfort levels and opinions, and you don't want to, everyone's coming in and that's all they talk about, you know, and it's like, I don't want to talk about the pandemic. I just want to talk about what did we talk about before this? You know, like you almost forget a little bit. And, mm-hmm. But I feel like everyone's, you know, I've been working a lot more now and I feel like a lot of people are coming in and you can just see that everyone is so excited to round this corner. Yeah. You know, shows are getting announced. You know, it's just, I really am feeling like the light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter. So lots to look forward to this, you know, next few months and whatnot. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little plug here, something to look forward to is the release of Death by Design. See, I did it. I just
did
it all, got the plug in
plugged
there.
Plugged it right in.
Exactly. And it's available now. You could order it from Desert Records. So we're going to play a short portion of the song. It is not the full 16 minutes. So you're going to have to pre-order this. I'm sure they're going to release it. But if you want the 16 minute song plus the 8 minute acoustic version of a song that will be on their full length, you're going to have to order the CD. So again, that's on the Desert Records Bandcamp and the website. Sorsha, thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us, Gavin. Always fun. Yep.
We're going to have to do this in person again, either on Metal Shop or Loud and Local, once we're all, you know, able to congregate safely again.
Please.
Yes, most definitely. We'll be ready.
Awesome. All right. Someone, I got to have you do it. Who's going to do it? You got to intro this song in the most cheesy radio DJ way possible. Who's going to do it?
Oh my God.
Bryson, for sure.
Bryce, okay. Who? You're Me, doing it, bro. Dude. Yes. You got to intro Death by Design by Sorsha in the most cheesy FM God. Rock DJ way, okay?
Oh my God.
One, two, three, go.
All right, guys, we are back and we are going to play this banger from this band called Sorsha. It is called Death by Design. Get ready. Get ready for your ear holes to be blown.
Amazing. Thanks, guys. Here's Death by Design.
Boom.
It's Loud and Local Home Sessions. Thank you. We'll be right back.
To hear the full version of Death by Design by Sorsha, go to the Desert Record website and pre-order the album.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.